The federal government of Canada is backing up its commitment to Arctic development with a $150 million appropriation for an all-weather road between Tuktoyaktuk and Inuvik. It would provide road access to the Canadian coast of the Beaufort Sea. Hopes are that this road would serve the long-awaited Mackenzie River natural gas pipeline. Elizabeth McMillan of the CBC reports the reaction locally is ecstatic.
It's so good to hear. I was kind of shaking there for a little bit.
Tuktoyaktuk Mayor Mervyn Gruben has been pushing for an all-weather road for decades, but he didn't expect the federal government to commit so much money all at once.
I was actually kind of speechless for a minute there. You know, after all these years of lobbying and meetings and twisting arms, and you know, for this to finally come into to fruition is just overwhelming, I think.
Gruben hopes it'll increase tourism, bringing more people to visit the Arctic Ocean, and more jobs to a region rife with unemployment.
For work-wise, for both communities, it's going to be, you know, happy times again.
Gruben immediately called Inuvik Mayor Denny Rogers with the good news.
I would never have anticipated they would have given us that much. That was great. I mean, it's awesome.
The highway is expected to cost up to $230 million.
This project will, you know, ensure that the companies in this region that have built themselves in preparation for the construction of the pipeline, you know, will have this gap project to continue to get work and to continue to grow economically. So it's huge, huge for us.
The project is still under environmental review. Gruben and Rogers hope construction starts in a year's time. Elizabeth McMillan, CBC News, Yellowknife.